WWZ, KO4HKX. Sorry about that earlier, Chandler. I had a customer walking up to the truck. So, what you got a question for me?
Question for me. I got something exciting to tell you, though. I made a DX contact on this repeater yesterday.
To where?
The guy's call sign was Hotel Alpha 8, Uniform Tango Charlie. His name was Thomas, and he was from Hungary.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm glad you got that.
I am too. I thought it was very, very fun to get to talk to somebody on 2 meters that far away. I didn't think that was possible, but I guess he's using something like EchoLink.
I'm sure he was on EchoLink. I didn't hear it, but I'm pretty sure he was to get into the repeater like that. But you never know.
Yes, sir.
What up to?
I start my new job on Monday, and I've been to the doctor this morning. I'm in Greenville. If you're in Greenville and you'd like to meet up, I'd love to meet up with you. Just let me know where you're at before I get into Easley.
Way over in Greer today.
Okay, roger that. Thank you for letting me know.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen.
Doing 95, 95 indeed.
Daniel, how about yourself?
And trying to get some work done, but my sister called and she had a couple trees that were in her way, so I'm headed over there. She's actually in Greer to try to cut them up for her real quick.
Love you. Hey, when you get a chance later today or this evening, give me a call.
What time are you headed home? Obviously, I know you don't know for sure, but roughly.
I'll be anywhere from like 5:30 to 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Did you end up getting home last night?
Almost 8 o'clock last night.
Sales pick up at all?
But let's not leave Chandler out, all right? But I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s because I'm pulled into my next stop and they'll be out here in just a minute. Chandler, I'm excited for you to make that DX contact. And Daniel, I'll text you when I head home or something like that and maybe we can get on the phone then. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You gentlemen have a good day. KO4HKX, clear.
I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. Did you find a new job?
Oh, it's looking like that is the case. I have a job that I'm supposed to start Monday at 10 o'clock at Liberty Elementary School.
Cool. So, what are you going to be doing out there?
Be a school custodian, which is the same thing as a school janitor.
It pays the bills. But that is too cool. Well, good. I'm glad that you found something. I know you were worried about finding a job, so I'm glad it all worked out for you.
I'm not saying, well, I really appreciate that. How have you been doing lately?
Been all right. You know, business comes and goes, but it's always good. So, but yep, I'm out today, headed over to my sister's house, and of course, I'm the one with the chainsaw, so I'm the one that gets the phone calls.
Being the one that gets all the phone calls, I wouldn't be getting, being unthankful for that, brother. I would take that as a compliment and a privilege. You're the one that everyone goes to when they need help is a very, very high honor.
I mean, I don't mind. It's just sometimes it's trying to find time throughout the day. I run my own business, so I have to try to be careful where I spend it. But I'll always help out family and friends, so they'll always come first.
Hey, I'm the same way. If my mom or dad or anybody needs help, I'll be there as soon as I can. And I try to do that with my friends, too, because To be honest, your friends, they're pretty much my family. There's no difference. They're just not related by blood.
Hey, good close friends out there, but yeah, I feel like anybody who's in need, if you can do something, you should do it. But anyways, but no, I heard you and Patrick talking. I jumped in the truck and I wanted to at least say hi real quick. How's were you able to start saving up for a new radio?
Here's what I'm doing. I'm selling some of my current equipment. I'm going to try and see if I can't get an ICOM 5100 or a Yaesu STEM 400DX to have a radio that's not only dual banded, that can do cross-band repeat and other functions.
I think that's a pretty good idea. So I bought a dual band for my truck. Last year, I bought that cheaper TYT. It's supposed to be like a Yaesu 8900 copycat, basically. And I bought it so I could do basically use my HT and repeat on this little unit here. But I haven't had a time or a chance to actually test it out yet, but I think I'm going to have to learn that pretty soon, so if I want to go hiking or camping, I can use it.
Make sure you don't get at sea 5 miles away from it, otherwise it ain't going to work.
How far again?
Oh, that's what I've heard. You can use cross-band and feed up to 5 miles away from the transceiver to get a cross-banding on.
That's good information to know, so I appreciate you sharing that. But no, I've been wanting to test that out. I know in the beginning, Chad was doing that just hopped the speed bump there. Chad was doing that for a while, too, so I think I may pick his brain a little bit, too, whenever I get to it. He's about to pull into my destination as well. Like I said, I just wanted to chime in and say hi real quick. I'll be clear on your final. So I'll say 7-3s, and again, congratulations on the job. And I know you're going to do a good job over there. And I'm happy it all worked out. 7-3s.
Thank you. WW.
KI4 DTY, and I'll be clear.